AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Humanitarian aid is stuck at the Gaza-Egypt border. Israel's siege of Gaza after the Hamas attack has put a strain on supplies of water, power, and medicine. The AP's Joseph Fetterman reports it's all tied to hostages.
Israel is making it a condition. In order to restore the flow of water, to restore the flow of energy, Israel wants all of those hostages back.
There's also been fighting with Hezbollah at Israel's border with Lebanon. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Iran and Hezbollah not to test Israel in the north. Former President Donald Trump's under a gag order from the judge in his 2020 election subversion case in Washington. He can't make statements targeting prosecutors, possible witnesses, and the judge's staff. Ohio's Jim Jordan appears to be quickly shoring up support to be the next Speaker of the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
I think we're real close.
One by one, Jordan's been peeling off detractors who see him as too extreme, helped in part by backing from Donald Trump and his allies.
I feel real good about the momentum we have.
In a letter to GOP colleagues before a closed-door meeting tonight, Jordan pledged to bring all Republicans together if elected, 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy's stunning ouster. A vote on the House floor tomorrow could still take several rounds, with several Republicans still refusing to back Jordan. He'll need nearly the full majority of colleagues behind him, with Democrats certain to back Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The federal government would be barred from immigration policies that separate parents from children for 8 years under a proposed court settlement that also provides families that were split during the Trump administration with temporary legal status and short-term housing aid. LinkedIn can help you find a job, and some LinkedIn workers are looking for a job. More than 600 jobs are being cut. This is AP News. Wine made in ancient ways is attracting a younger demographic.
Natural wine is made without machines or chemicals, and young customers seem to love it. Demand for natural wine is still rising despite declining overall wine consumption in the U.S. since 2015. Winemaker Pax Mali of Pax Wines says they make their product no different than people 1,000 years ago.
Once the grapes come into the winery, we do very little to them. As you see, we step on them with our feet, and then they're picked up with the forklift and dumped into a tank with gravity.
Owner of Los Pisanos Vineyard Management Company, David Rothschild, says that method of winemaking results in a distinct taste.
There's been a movement towards lower alcohol, higher acid wines, wines that are more refreshing.
While people who are suspicious about natural wine might not like its flavor or inconsistency in quality because it's not mass produced. I'm Tiffany Wong.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.